Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another Wittenberg Athlete Special of the Week. Ty Snagler here with you. This week, we have senior field hockey and lacrosse player Kellen Morrissey. Kellen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Kellen, we'll hit field hockey first, so got to ask how you and the team are doing this year.
It's definitely been a rebuilding year. We're a young team. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but who are very, very good players, and I'm the only senior, which hasn't exactly been easy, but definitely rebuilding, making improvements every day, and looking strong for next season, next year.
Yeah, I've definitely watched quite a few field hockey games, and I have seen the improvement, especially out of your young players. And you have mentioned that you are the only senior, one of only four upperclassmen. What have been maybe some of the difficulties, but then maybe some of the joys of kind of being that lone leader?
It's definitely difficult to try to set the tone of the field hockey style I was used to having my freshman and sophomore year. Hard to manage 11 freshmen, definitely, but they're doing a great job, and a lot of the younger players have really stepped up to be leaders as well. We have a sophomore captain, Beth Warning, who's done a great job with kind of commanding the underclassmen and helping to, you know, keep the program serious and intense still and stuff. So it's been helpful having other people step up, and even though they're not seniors, there's definitely still leaders of all kinds on the team, so it's going to happen.
And then also, as we still mentioned, you being the lone senior and having to be kind of the leader, what maybe has kind of helped you maybe now going on to in lacrosse and then also years after college helping with your leadership skills?
It's kind of tough being the only senior and not having a lot of, like, help with, I guess, like, leading all the underclassmen since they are more overwhelming than me. But I guess it just, like, helps you learn how to be an effective leader and how to manage people of all ages and all backgrounds and who are used to having different high school experiences. So moving in lacrosse, it's definitely been helpful gaining insight to how to help get a team through the season, I guess. And there would be more seniors in lacrosse, luckily, so hopefully that'll be a little easier, but...
Now, you guys are going to wrap up things this week. You have a game against Earlham and then one against Ohio Wesleyan. So we're also going to shift gears to lacrosse. You guys had an excellent year last year. What are the expectations of this year's lacrosse team?
I think the same, if not better. We lost only four seniors, and we have a lot of really strong all-conference players coming back. So hopefully they can come out with as good of seasons as they did last year, and I think post-conference expectations are high to hopefully host the tournament again, maybe even win it this year, and definitely looking for another conference championship.
High expectations for the lacrosse team, always good to hear. And now, as two-sport athletes, kind of a commodity to see, especially in college, what are some of the ways that you're able to balance all your academic work plus going to practice, getting ready for an opponent?
Just trying to stay on top of it, do things ahead of time. If you know you're traveling for a game, usually don't put off homework till that night. Try to do stuff in advance, communicate with your professors about what you need help with, what you're missing when you're gone. The coaches are pretty accommodating of our academic work as well. So just trying to be proactive and not procrastinate, I think, is the biggest way to manage.
A lot of two-sport athletes have kind of struggled to answer this question, but would you say that you might have a favorite over between field hockey and lacrosse?
It's very hard to pick a favorite. I try to stay engaged in whichever season it is the most, but I've been playing lacrosse longer, I guess, so I think I know that sport a little bit better, but it's too hard to pick a favorite. I like them both, and I have so much fun playing them, both for different reasons, I think. So.
And then for our final question, I know there's, like you say, you've gotten a lot of freshmen to come in, and there's a big transition going from a high school athlete to a college athlete. What advice would you give maybe that high school athlete that maybe you didn't have or that from what you've learned you'd like them to also kind of be ready for?
I think to just be prepared for a higher intensity of the sport, whichever sport it may be. The coaches definitely probably know a lot more than high school coaches in most cases. So keep an open mind about new coaching styles, new styles of play, and just to learn as much as you can from the older players. Try not to be intimidated, because at first when you watch college athletes play, it looks so intimidating because they're so good. But you get a lot better by playing in college, by both playing with a better team and a better coach. So just to keep an open mind and be ready for really, really fun 4 years.
All right, we'd like to thank Kellen for joining us. Good luck in the winding moments of your field hockey season, and also good luck in lacrosse.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Tyson.
Yep, and we'd like to thank you for joining us for this week's Tiger Athlete Weekly Special. Join us next week for our next athlete. Thank you. Tiger up.